Welcome to this special edition of In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. Part coming to you from St. Louis, the other part from the old course at St. Andrews. And Jay Randolph Jr., my partner, have I ever missed you this week? What a week in the world of golf.
Yeah, the 150th Open Championship at historic St. Andrews. A record-setting final round, a wild final round where it looked like Rory McIlroy was going to get that long-awaited major championship that's eluded him since 2004. But one of the young great stars, one of the great putters in the game, put five in a row up, and it changed the whole complexion of the Open champion, and we've got a new major championship winner, Bob.
You know, Jay, you know you played this game so well. I mean, you run off five birdies in a row. You're doing something. You run off five birdies in a row on the back nine on Sunday at the Open Championship at St. Andrews in celebration of the 150th anniversary. Those five birdies in a row are going to be talked about for a long, long time.
Yeah, signature win at a major championship at the great venue, the Old Course. Holding off McIlroy, holding off the guy playing with him. You know, yesterday the momentum was with Rory and with Victor Hovland. It wasn't with Cameron Smith and Cameron Young, and it changed today as they moved to that second-to-last pairing. And a 64 in the final round for Smith, 65 highlighted by that Eagle 2 on 18, trying for anything to catch Cameron Smith. But they couldn't do it today, Bob. The Aussie had too much, and I think it's a very popular victory. Obviously, I think the majority of people were probably rooting for Rory to have a crowning moment, if you will, to get his fifth major. But this could be the start of big things to come from this young Australian.
Well, earlier in the year, as you well know, he won the Players' Championship, one of the strongest fields in all of golf, and despite all the heroics of Cam Smith coming down the stretch, when we analyze it, it really comes down to two putts, one by Cam, one by Rory, and that's on the 17th hole, a very difficult 17th hole. Cam hit his second shot, which came up short of the green, short of that road hole bunker that you know so much, and then he puts it up on the green, leaves himself about 20 feet. Meanwhile, Rory McIlroy, it's a brilliant second shot. He's about 20 feet for birdie. So if Cam Smith misses, it could be a potential two-shot swing. Well, he doesn't miss, as you know by now. And Rory doesn't make, as you know by now. And that was just about the closing shots for, Rory, unless something drastic happened on 18. But Cam Smith played it very well, drove it down there. Hit his approach shot up on the green, 3 feet away for a closing birdie that mainly was icing on the cake. But I want to go back to Tuesday, Jay, when Jack Nicklaus was inducted or received the honor of citizen of St. Andrews, joining none other than Bobby Jones and Ben Franklin. But Jack got his award in the same hall that Bobby Jones got it. It's called Younger Hall. It was just a magnificent building. We were there with so many great players, Trevino, Watson, Sandy Lyle, Jose Marie Olazabal, Bob Charles. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It was a sheer honor for Janice and I just to be in the company. And then we had two tickets provided by the Nicklaus family, which got us, pretty good seats, I would say, right down in the front. And Jack cried, Jay, for 30 minutes in appreciation of the award. Now, you know as well as I do, he's won every kind of award in golf, but this one really got to him.
Well, it's a special place. Rory called it, the holy grail of golf. You could see the emotion in Cameron Smith once he got the claret jug. We've had this situation with the LIV Golf. They have no history. They have no stories like that. They have no Bob Charles that was in the room when Bobby Jones got that honor, who was also in the room with Jack Nicklaus. They got no stories. They got no history. They got nothing but a bunch of guys trying to make a bunch of money, and that's fine. But for a lot of us, this game is about history, and it was a historic week with Jack, a historic week with Rory being there, and certainly a historic week for Cameron Smith. That's part of the draw of our game, and that's why I think in the long run the live thing will fail.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about Victor Hovland, paired with Rory McIlroy. Failed the fire on all cylinders, but could very well be responsible for the end of my broadcasting career. And the reason being, Norwegian Television approached me just minutes ago and asked me to go on camera and do a little report. Good golly, Miss Molly. Me on television? You got to be kidding. I've hidden behind this voice for so long. But I figure maybe if I'm a big star in Norway, not a lot of people are going to know about it.
You'll handle it just fine. You'll be fantastic. You know, a lot of guys play good, and I mentioned Liv Goff. Dustin Johnson shot under par every round. He finished at 13 under, tied for sixth. Bryson woke up a little bit, especially the weekend, shooting 133. To finish tied for 8th at 12 under. Cantlay and Spieth both in the top 10. You know, obviously it wasn't the week that people had wanted for Tiger. Certainly the start put him behind the 8 ball. But I think all in all, Bob, when you look at this championship and people will look back on this 150, it'll be one of the memorable championships, especially with that duel down to the end at 17 and 18.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do now. Let's take a listen to what Rory had to say immediately following the fourth and final round here at St. Andrews.
I'll be okay. It's not, you know, at the end of the day, it's not life or death, and I'll have other chances to win the Open Championship and other chances to win majors. And, you know, it's one that I feel like I let slip away, but, you know, there'll be other opportunities. I mean, I wish I had hit it a little closer with some approach shots, and I wish I had held a couple more putts. But apart from that, you know, I missed an opportunity on three. You know, I guess I had sort of half looks on six and nine. And I mean, the putter just went a little cold today compared to the last 3 days.
As you can tell, Jay, very disappointed, Rory McIlroy, and why not? Somebody that wasn't disappointed, he's a rookie on the PGA Tour. He's a name you better mark down. He hits it 9 million miles. He's the son of a golf pro. His dad is the head pro at Sleepy Hollow, one of the legendary golf courses up in the great Northeast. His name is Cameron Young. He ended up finished second by knocking it on the 18th green, making a putt for a deuce like it was candy. So now let's give a listen to Cameron Young.
Yeah, it probably hurts a little worse to come up one shot short. You know, if you lose by eight, you don't really care. But yeah, I played well today. And I would have signed up for 65 this morning. And to watch Cameron shoot what he did was pretty amazing.
From one Cameron to another, Cameron Young, tremendous final round of 65. But for Cameron Smith, it was just perfect. It was 64 today, and he talked about trying to recover from a tough third round. Boy, did he ever.
Just really proud of how I kind of knuckled down today managed to get it done. I really wanted to stay patient on that back nine. I think I was maybe three back at the turn, and I knew I just had to be patient, and I felt good all day, and those putts just started going in on that back nine, and just got a lot of momentum going, and I mean, from there it was just really solid stuff. I hit really good putts all day. I really didn't have a lot of close opportunities, I think, on the front nine. I just kind of stuck in there, kept hitting really good lag putts. For me, the putt on 11 was a pretty good distance, probably 20 feet. Yeah, when that one dropped, I could see the hole getting a lot bigger, that back nine for sure. I knew it wasn't going to be too long before I before I got one of these. So it's nice to get it done.
That was Cam Smith, our winner. And kind of ironic, Jay Randolph Jr., Cameron has never won the Open Championship. Well, that no longer is true because Cameron Smith won and Cameron finished second. So for Cameron never to have won and to come out 1-2 here at St. Andrews, pretty incredible stuff.
Absolutely incredible stuff. And we should also mention Tommy Fleetwood shooting 67 in the final round, getting tied for fourth. When you look back on it, some pretty strong major championships this winter. I mean, this year. I think we've still got some fun left with the playoffs. And, you know, Rory still, you know, as Rory said, I keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to get one sooner or later. But he just ran into the buzzsaw and the putter of Cameron Smith in the final round.
And I want to thank some of the 290,000 spectators on hand for this week, because by the time I got to the merchandise shop, they were completely sold out. So I saved a few bucks along those lines. Jay, I wish you had been here. You will be very shortly, I guarantee you that. And that's it for this week. We'll preview the 3M Twin Cities in Blaine, Minnesota, and Cameron Champ will be defending.